Proclamation number 5921 of 4th of April, 1954. Striving for the aim and free will. What a glorious aim you are heading for if you are eager in your spiritual striving, if you set yourselves the task of living to please me, of fulfilling my commandments of love and disregarding everything that could bind you to this world. You will achieve much if only you have the will to ascend, for then I myself will support you with abundant grace. Admittedly, you yourselves cannot achieve anything because you are still powerless as a human being due to your past apostasy from me. Yet I am satisfied with your will in order to already provide you with strength so that you can also carry out your will. That you live in accordance with my eternal order and thereby attain perfection. For this reason everything in earthly life approaches you such that your will can turn towards me, and once I have achieved this you will be granted an unlimited measure of grace, because I no longer want to leave you in weakness. Because this state of weakness takes pity on me and therefore I radiate my strength of love through you. As a result of which you will now receive a tremendous boost which will promote you spiritually. 4th of the 4th 1955, you will attain perfection if only you seriously want it, for the strength will come to you in accordance with this will, and I value a serious will extremely highly because it is the sign of the change of will for the purpose of which you live on earth. Although you are not yet aware of the aim and its glory, you also have to strive for it without complete knowledge. You should certainly know that you should strive towards me, but it must remain hidden from you what it means to be united with me. The beatitudes which a union with me will bring you cannot be illustrated to you, for you must strive towards me of your own free will. Because precise knowledge of the expected beatitude would make your will unfree. Thus you would seek union with me for the sake of reward, but then you would never be able to enter into it. Love for me shall urge you, even though I promise you bliss. I only find my bliss in making you happy. And therefore a glorious fate awaits you in eternity if only you always strive spiritually. If your spiritual development is more important to you than earthly well-being, which always signifies a danger for you as soon as you thereby avert your eyes from me. Earthly wealth can certainly also help you attain spiritual maturity if you use it as it is my will. If you use it beneficially, if you use it in serving neighborly love, if you help the needy and distressed, then earthly possessions will never be detrimental to you, for then you will not place them above me, then you will administer them in my will and do good in my name. Then my adversary, who tries to win you over with earthly goods, has lost his power over you, because for you these goods are gifts from me which you gratefully receive from my hand because you work with them in the right spirit, according to my will, and because I therefore also bless your earthly goods. Anyone who has chosen me as his aim can no longer get lost forever. Because he will never again be left to his own devices but will now constantly have me beside him as his guide. For anyone who longs for me, who strives for me, has already grasped my love in order to no longer let go of him. There is truly only one thing worth striving for on earth, to make contact with me, because then my flow of grace can flow into the human being unhindered. Because then he will be filled with light and strength and grace and his work of perfection will also be completely successful. Amen.